Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Congressman Frank Lucas as we look at the beef and cattle price spread investigation of USDA in just a moment. With us again is Westbred Wheat Technical Product Manager John Fenderson. John, talk to us about this just completed 2020 crop.
The interesting thing that I picked out of this year was we had a lot of rain for this part of the world in January, and we had a lot of rain in March. And then April and May trended somewhat drier than normal. But what I observed was the fact that we got a soil profile really built up earlier in the season than what we normally do, it really carried that crop and set us up for an outstanding crop as long as we could stay away from the freeze damage. And in those areas we stayed away from freeze, I saw a lot of 100-bushel wheat that was harvested. And I'm not just talking about a test plot. I'm talking about entire fields that yielded on top of 100 bushels.
Thanks, John. The right genetics with the right weather can equal success. Learn more about Westbred varieties at westbred.com. Talking now with Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas. Congressman, USDA finally releasing a report that we've been really looking for a while. Their boxed beef and fed cattle price spread investigation report. Give us kind of an overview of what you have seen as you've read the report.
Well, first off, let's bear in mind, this is the first of a multiple-stage process. This analysis looked at how the market reacted in the aftermath of the Holcomb fire in August of 2019, how it reacted in response to the COVID-19 outbreak with intensity earlier this year. There's also two other investigations still ongoing. USDA is looking at whether the regulated entities, and I use that phrase very carefully, violated the Packers and Stockyard Act. That's still an ongoing investigation. And the Department of Justice is still looking at whether any of the entities, I'll use that phrase one more time, violated the Sherman Act or the Clayton Antitrust Act. So there's two more investigations going on here. But the report issued this week, basically, it's not so much the conclusions that they offered that make a difference, I suppose, but there was a long list, maybe 13 or 14 things that were suggested that might make the markets more efficient, might make the markets more responsive to both producers and consumers. So that's what I'm looking at right now. Some of these things I've already been working on with legislation either filed or underway with my colleagues here in the United States House. And some other things that I really hadn't thought about that maybe we should be focused on, Ron.
I know that kind of at the top of their list was more education. In other words, try to really ramp up how you use risk management tools successfully.
Absolutely. And Congressman Dusty Johnson and I from the Dakotas have filed the Livestock Risk Management and Education Act to try and make it possible for people to have an opportunity to better understand the futures market and how to use it to manage a market risk. Now, USDA also said, in addition to education, they noted that the size of the contracts we need, they thought, smaller sized contracts so more producers could utilize those resources as opposed to the bigger contracts that USDA is offering now. That all made sense. And risk management, using their risk management tools, the RMA, thinking about adjusting their risk management tools to help smaller producers and to give producers in general better tools to help themselves. So that's one piece of the puzzle, education.
When you start looking at some of these things that might require some sort of, adjustment or amendment or rewriting of portions of the Packers and Stockyards Act, what are your thoughts on that? Or is that something that it's time to do?
I think, Ron, after Holcomb and after what we've gone through in the COVID-19 stuff in calendar year 2020, we have to look at everything that's on the table. Whether it is how do foreign entities acquire control of major sections of the U.S. food industry. And I have filed a bill with Colin Peterson called the Agricultural Security Risk Review Act, and basically it says that food security should be, along with national security, one of the things that an entity called the CFIUS, the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, should review. Right now, if a foreign country or a foreign business attempts to buy a U.S. company related to defense, think satellites, think munitions, think software, think all of those kind of things, they have to have permission to buy in. That's not the case in agriculture. So we want to, with the CFIUS bill, address that question and say, if you're going to buy, because food safety is just as important as the military defense of the country, if you're going to buy in, this committee, and put the Secretary of Agriculture on it as a full-time member of the committee, has to approve that. Now, it won't address the issues we have now, but it will prevent future problems and be a part of undoing that. So that's an area of consideration, too, that was brought up in the report that we have legislation working on.
Congressman Frank Lucas, you've got the beef buzz on Ron. The Superior Livestock Video Royale 28, happening the week of July 27th through the 31st, 195,000 head will be offered from all across the country. It'll be seen on SLA TV, Dish Network, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickedBid.com. Superior Sunrise starts 9:30. Auction starts 10 a.m. Central Time each day, Monday through Friday. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.